I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Not one, but two Delta passengers got a little frisky in their seats. The unidentified male passenger was 28, and the unidentified 48-year-old woman were complete strangers before they met on a flight from L.A. to Detroit. At some point during that flight, the two passengers apparently decided to get to know one another a little better.
The females?
No, it was a 28-year-old male.
Okay.
And a 48-year-old female.
Okay.
So, a cougar, if you will. The woman was caught performing a special kiss on the man in the seat.
Yikes.
Hold on, let me turn your mic on there.
Like a French kiss?
It's something similar to a French kiss. I don't think that's necessarily like from France. Might be from like Bolivia, Bulgaria.
Is that where it originates?
I don't know the actual place where it came from. Somewhere down south for sure. But they were trying to do that special kiss. And the plane landed. They were both slapped with citations. And check this out. The investigation was handed over to the FBI since it happened during the flight.
Yikes.
It's like FBI's like jurisdiction. So
the federal booty inspectors.
There you go.
Investigators, whatever.
All right, let's head over to Wisconsin. A Wisconsin mom tied her 9-year-old son to the roof of the family minivan so he could hold down a molded plastic pool that they just purchased.
I mean, it's
like
that a kiddie
pool.
Safe.
Yeah, definitely mom of the year right here. She said she had her son ride on the roof for a short time, maybe 20 to 30 seconds, could have been a minute, not sure. And she thought it was okay because, quote, her dad let her do similar things when she was young and she turned out fine. The pool was put on the roof because there wasn't enough room inside the vehicle. She put the pool on the roof but didn't have any way to strap it down, so she had her little kid climb on top of the roof and hold the pool as she drove along the road.
Wow.
The mom could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. That sucks for the kid on multiple levels.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I feel like where I came from, like, that wouldn't even be looked down upon. Like,
no.
Well, like, that's what we do. We got to get the pool home. And your final dummy of the day story today, kind of straight out the Simpsons here, Bart Simpson style. A 30-year-old guy named Darren from Hawaii and his girlfriend broke up earlier this year, and she wound up getting a protection order against him in February because apparently he was kind of a stalker, kind of like a dude that wouldn't let it go. He ended up violating that protection order one night in May by texting her 144 times with his nasty, angry messages. Like, that's a lot. I sent like 3 to 5 like drunk, I miss you, come back to me messages.
Yeah.
And that was that. But 144, like, don't you realize like 10 in, you're like, this is bad.
Yeah, I mean, that takes a lot of energy actually to like do that.
Unless you're copying and pasting. That's a little more efficient, but
yeah.
if he typed them all out. Well, he was in court on Friday, and the judge came up with an unexpected punishment for him. She sentenced him to write 144 nice things to his ex-girlfriend,
ooh,
one for every nasty thing he said, plus he had to pay a few fines and do some community service.
I would love that.
My question to you is this. I don't know everybody here, but we can just pretend for a second that at one time we had an ex. Alex, can you say 3 nice things about your ex-boyfriend?
Nope.
You have to right now.
I literally
Judge
can't.
Joe.
Sorry, you could hold a gun to my head. Couldn't do it.
Producer M1K, can you say 3 nice things about your ex?
Oh, that's tough. Like,
we're
on the spot here.
You guys were with these people. You obviously liked them at one point in time, unless it was just a booty call.
But then you find out how horrible they are, and then you're like, oh, they're not actually nice people.
But there has to be, like, live the web, girl. Please redeem us here. Make love possible. You have a boyfriend now.
Yes.
But your ex, can you say anything nice about them?
Absolutely. He's funny. He is intelligent. And he is very charismatic.
Look at that.
Look at that right there.
One of us has a soul.
Now, my ex had really nice boobs. She had a beautiful smile. And she liked to drink beer.
Leads with the boobs.
Yeah. I mean, can you give me one nice thing about your ex?
I can't. I told you. You'd have to kill me first.
All right.